Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, from A to B in 180 seconds, that's the transition we just made. And as Mary and I welcome all of you back to the New York City area with us, after just sharing the additional new travel opportunities for 2027 with Regent Seven Seas, well, we're going to go in-depth on Regent and their sister brand Oceania for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation. But first, well, this portion of the program is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
Whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, because sudden changes, unknown situations, and world happenings could compromise your plans, so do what we do and get protected with a plan at TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
You know, packing a TravelGuard travel insurance plan, it safeguards you against an array of things that can impact your travels, including trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, lost or delayed baggage, translation services you're going to get, prescription replacement, maybe you have work-related cancellations, medical expenses and evacuations are included, passport or ticket replacement, roadside assistance. More importantly, you're going to have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more. Be smart. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carrie before you travel, or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. We'll link you over.
All right. For more than 20 years, Jason Montague has been linked to the Ocean Cruise Lines, Regent Seven Seas, and Oceania. He served over 6 years exclusively as the CEO of Regent, and after a brief time away, he returned just over a year ago to lead both brands as their chief luxury officer. I'll leave the rest for this discussion we're about to have. Off to the show hotline we go for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation.
All right, well, off to that show hotline we go. Jason, nice to be reconnecting with you today and doing it on air. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, thanks so much for the invite. I'm thrilled to be with you all, and hello, everyone.
Well, hello, everyone out there. We appreciate that. All right, we're going to start at the beginning, since this is your first appearance on the program with us. Our show fans know that we made the move to Regent Seven Seas last year as our exclusive ocean cruise partner after a decade with another leading operator. You were instrumental in making that happen. We've also enjoyed building a very good relationship with Regent's Wes Da Silva and Oceania's Nathan Hickman and other members of the team. Mary and I have already done two big Let's Go America tour events and three live remotes with Regent. In Aruba, we were aboard Seven Seas Splendor back in November. Then we did Panama and Cabo San Lucas aboard Seven Seas Grandeur in January. And we were all part of one of the inaugural sailing events aboard Oceania Allura in December, where we got to spend some time together with you. So as Mary said in your setup, your career with the brands of Regent and Oceania go back more than 20 years. After a brief departure, you returned last February to lead both brands. I want you to share with our listeners what, you know, what you missed and what brought you back.
You know, there's so much to miss. It's two amazing brands. You know, I was fortunate enough to work on the business plan for Oceania and help launch the brand back in 2003. So been with it from the very beginning. And before I stepped down, I was with Regent, you know, for 6 years as president and CEO. It's just an amazing industry. And it's a triangle of, we have amazing staff in our offices and on board the ships, but our guests and our travel partners are equally amazing. So my wife saw me on one of the ships, because I kept on telling her I was retiring, and she didn't believe me. But she saw how happy I was. I was bouncing around with a smile ear to ear, talking to the guests, the crew, and we also had some travel partners on. And she finally, you know, kicked me in the behind and said, "You're not retired. You got to go back doing what you love." And she's the reason why I got to my senses and I'm back.
Well, we know. Yeah, of course. That's how it usually rolls, yeah. Robert, right? And then Jason. So listen, you know, I know a lot of people are very happy that you are back, and you are leading two terrific brands, not just one, Regent and Oceania. So from our experiences with Regent, we think travelers are not going to find a more all-inclusive, luxurious, and really comprehensive cruise experience out there. We're looking forward to some show fans joining us this October aboard Seven Seas Grandeur in the Southern Med, and then we have Seven Seas Splendor in July of next year up in the Baltic and North Sea. But, you know, we do get a few questions. One of the big questions we get is, how good is Regent really? We've been able to answer that pretty well from our early experiences with the brand. But another one we get is, what are the differences? Because we were on Oceania Allura back in December. What are the differences between Regent and Oceania is a big question we get. We try to answer them as best we can, but Jason, these are your babies. So take that question and run with it. Share how you see and position both brands.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And this is my favorite question, because I do think we capture the best of the luxury cruising market. So Oceania is not the most inclusive. So Regent is the most inclusive. We include everything except the spa or the gift shop and the casino. Still haven't figured out the casino yet. That would never work. Whereas Oceania is a little bit more luxury by choice. So we don't include all beverages. We don't include shore excursions like we do on the Regent brand, but we give guests the option if they want to have a shore excursion credit or if they want to have wine, beer, Prosecco at lunch and dinner. as their options. The other main difference is when you look at the real estate component. So Oceana has predominantly 70% of the staterooms as standard verandas. Now, they happen to be the largest standard verandas at sea at 291 square feet, whereas Regent is all suite, all balcony. And so 71% standard verandas, you can tell the remaining 29% or so is suites, whereas Regent is all suite, all balcony.
Right.
The third major component that's different is Oceana just moved to adults only, whereas Regent does allow children that are under the age of 18 to board. So more multi-gen on the Regent side, whereas Oceana is purely dedicated to that like-minded adult experience. So those are the three major ways that the brands change. And I think we do capture the best of both of all markets in luxury cruising. So if somebody wants everything taken care of, all suites, Regent is the perfect place. And if somebody likes to customize and really do it their own way or wants to start with a standard veranda, Oceana is the perfect place.
Well, you're providing those options, which we think is important out there in travel. And we certainly see the proliferation in the hotel and resort sector of travel for sure. And
I find it interesting that we've met people who do both.
Yeah,
they'll do Regent and Oceana.
So where I want to go with you is that, you know, since the show right now we're heard on, as of today, of 620 AM and FM stations across the U.S., I mean, we cover everything and anything in the world of travel. It keeps Mary and me on top of our game, as we have to be on top of all the sectors that are out there and engage with the leaders of them. Despite the challenges that are out there, the luxury sector of travel continues to grow both in terms of travel spend and investment by companies in the sector. I actually just saw a report this week from American Express on small business on just that. Clearly, Jason, this is your wheelhouse, as is where Regent Seven Seas operates. It's also where Oceana Cruises has navigated, if you will. So what's your current read of the luxury sector of travel, and how encouraged are you that it's going to continue on a positive path?
I've never been more excited about it. Part of the reason why I'm so glad that my wife pushed me to come back in. There's just so much opportunity. You know, the trends are changing where no longer acquiring goods, it's all about acquiring experiences. And this is where both brands excel. You know, we look at the experience starting with that very first phone call. You know, part of the fun of traveling is that pre-experience, ensuring that you're getting excited about the trip, planning your shore excursions, planning what you're doing pre and post. But then also, obviously, when you're traveling, once you're on the ships, you want to have an amazing experience on board the ship, but also off the ship. So we really ensure that we're delivering that holistic experience. And again, back to what the major trends are these days, it's all about ensuring you're capturing these experiences, maximizing the time we all have. You know, I think, you know, what we all experienced several years ago made us realize how valuable time is, and how we really want to capitalize and ensure that we're getting to see the world and having these amazing experiences while we have the opportunity to do it. And so that's why I think the market is so resilient, and why both brands are in such a great place.
So you touched on it, and I just want to have you expand a little bit on it. You know, for years it was all about the ubiquitous bucket list. It was all about savvy travelers ticking off as many destinations as they could. And the world still, you know, people still want to see the world. But Regent's savvy travelers, in many cases, have either done it already, or they're just really looking for a more luxury, unique offering.
We've met a number of them.
Yeah, and I mean both on and off the ship. Give us some details. You're working with Global Hotel Alliance. Talk a little bit about ways that you're doing this with programming.
Yeah, the Global Hotel Alliance is a great partnership, so couldn't be more thrilled that we work with them. They have some amazing properties across the world. But, you know, you talk about destinations. There are so many ways to experience the destination. You know, we have our hands-on culinary classes on board our ships, but we also immerse guests with the chef-led these shore excursions, where they go immerse themselves in markets and restaurants to really learn the culture. But then they bring it back and they experience it firsthand in cooking classes.
Yeah, which are fabulous.
We do it from go local tours. There's so many ways to experience it rather than the main highlights, and we really help guests try to maximize and get the best and find different ways to experience each destination.
So currently, Seven Seas Grandeur is Regent's newest ship in the fleet. But this December, an entire new class of ship is going to enter, and that's when Seven Seas Prestige enters service. I want you to talk a little bit about where Seven Seas Prestige will take the Regent brand. You got about 20 seconds on that, and then we'll hold you over, and we may finish it when we come back on the other side.
Yeah, I got a quick one on that. It's 40% larger in size, but only 10% more guests. And that kind of sets the stage for what she's going to deliver, and truly delivering that ultra luxury experience to a whole nother level.
That's going to be a huge addition. We're looking forward to that. All right, so Jason, clearly, you know, I can see we're quickly approaching the bottom of the hour break, so we're going to just ask you to stay right where you are. We're going to extend this conversation. We'll continue when we return. Folks, as we get ready to take you into this break and hand things off to Bobby down there in Dallas, our chief travel leader conversation will continue. RJ drives in for the open road in about 10 minutes. We'll all discover America in 20 minutes. The National Communal Forum will begin hour two. We still have the Personal Connection, Right Stuff, and Museum Gallery all coming your way. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com. To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Well, thank you, Craig Good. We love having all of you tuned in out there across the country, and indeed do welcome you back. As we decided to extend today's Chief Travel Leader conversation into the C Block, Mary, do you want to reset things?
Sure, sounds like a plan. Joining us on the show hotline for this April 25th Chief Travel Leader conversation, we have Jason Montague, the Chief Luxury Officer for Region 7 Seas Cruises and Oceania Cruises.
So, Jason, thank you for staying with us through that break. We're going to get back into the conversation. So we were just talking about the all-new 7 Seas Prestige at the end of the B Block. Since Mary and I have always preferred smaller, more intimate ships when we cruise, love hearing the 40% larger, just 10% more guests. But because Regent ships already have so much super spacious areas down there, you can easily find a nook. That's going to be interesting to see. Prestige is just the beginning. We know Regent has committed to other ships beyond her. And on the Oceania side, we talked about Allura that's in the fleet this year. We're going to have some show fans on that in September with another program that we handle. Sonata will debut in 2027. Any thoughts you want to throw in on those?
Yeah. So on the Prestige class, we do have three other ships on ours. So a total of four new ships. They're all going to be sister ships to Prestige on the Regent brand, taking delivery between Prestige at the end of this year, and then we have all the way through to 2036. So one in 2030, 2033, and 2036. On the Oceania brand, we have five ships on ours. So Sonata is the first one, and then it will be four sister ships to Sonata. Sonata is going to be a 1,390 passenger ship. So she is slightly larger than the Allura class, but again, she's going to have more space than Allura had. And Allura was just a phenomenal ship. So we're super excited about the new ships we have coming. It's just our testament and belief on the demand that's in the luxury space. But it's not just the new ships that we're doing. It's what we're doing with our existing fleet. So tomorrow, the Voyager, Seven Seas Voyager on the Regent brand will be going into dry dock for almost a one-month dry dock to make her basically brand new when she comes out. So couldn't be more excited. We're adding a chef studio onto the Voyager in addition to updating all the suites on board the ships. And we just recently announced on the Oceania brand that we are going to be reimagining one of our original ships, the Nautica, into a newly named ship, Oceania Aurelia. She's going to go from 670 passengers down to only 476 passengers, and she's going to be the ship that's on our extended voyages. We have around-the-world cruises that last 180 days, a couple grand voyages. So she's going to do the truly immersive exploration, which is a hot trend these days.
Yeah, I love that for Nautica.
You know, Jason, what I was going to say, one of the things that we say when we are asked about why we made the move that we did, there's so much mojo going on with Regent and Oceania, and you're only adding an exclamation point to that with what you're sharing with us.
Jason, we cannot have you here. So we've covered ships, we've covered a lot today, but we have to have you talk a little bit about the culinary. You did mention the classes, which we love, and they're fantastic, but between Oceania with the moniker of the finest food at sea and all the food and culinary options that Robert and I have experienced firsthand on Regent, outstanding. Seven Seas Prestige, I believe, is going to have another specialty restaurant. I mean, really, how would you describe your focus and vision for the culinary for both lines?
Yeah, we focus on epicurean perfection on the Regent side, and you're right, the finest cuisine at sea on the Oceania side. It's such an important part of the overall experience. You know, another thing with us, none of the specialty restaurants are ever charged at either brand. It's always included. And the cuisine across the board is just outstanding. We will have a new restaurant concept on the Regent brand, Azure, And that's a Mediterranean-style concept that we're adding to be with Pacific Rim, Prime 7, and also Chartreuse, and Sette Mare, which is our Italian restaurant, sure. on board mm-hmm. the Prestige, the Regent ships. And then for Oceana, I was just recently in New York where we unveiled La Table Maître Cuisinier de France. Mm-hmm. And it is going to be an 18-seat fixed-course dinner that is run by Master Chefs of France. And it is just outstanding. You talk about experiences. It takes experience to a whole different level. But we will also have another concept. You all were on Allura, so you saw Aquamar during the day.
Yes.
We're going to convert that restaurant to have Nikkei Cuisine at night to add another dining venue on top of all the specialty restaurants we have at Oceana. So super excited about what's coming down the pipe.
All right, really quick, you know, where we're going to go with this is since Operation Epic Fury began over in Iran, you know, we know that fuel is number one expense, just like it is for airlines, but that's the case with cruise lines. We've been asked by listeners if fuel surcharges are coming and also, you know, how safe they are in taking a cruise. Now, we've been able to answer that. We know, Jason, cruise lines are never going to take passengers anywhere where they can't guarantee safety. But anything you want to say on that real quick?
Yeah, you know, that's the benefit, the best part of going on a cruise. You know that we're never going to put anyone in harm's way, and we can move a ship. It's got rudders, and it doesn't have to be fixed in one location as if you're going on a land-based trip where you're stuck in the actual hotels where the hotel is. We will always move the ship and not have it in any area that puts any guest or any crew member in jeopardy from that standpoint. And that's the benefit of the cruise industry. You know, as we look going forward, the fuel aspect, there is no plan at the moment to do fuel surcharges. So hopefully things stay and don't get worse where they are and they improve.
Okay.
But, you know, for now, no.
Okay.
But of course, we'll never put guests or crew in a situation.
I agree on that. But we've seen a greater frequency of being asked those questions. And one other thing, which I'll just mention, folks, both Regent and Oceania, you want to check this out. They're going to now have a winter season in the Mediterranean, which, Mary, listen,
hooray.
Sicilian and me, I love that. I think that's great. You want to check that out. Jason, it goes by quickly. We've really only scratched the surface, which means we're going to have you back on air sometime soon, or perhaps we'll do it on a Regent ship during one of these Let's Go America Tour events and live broadcast that we do. Nice connecting with you. Thank you for the extended time today, and enjoy the weekend.
As always, a pleasure, and look forward to speaking again to you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
All right.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Mary, we got a lot in. And, my God, we still have so much
more
to get to.
There's a lot of good things going. Mojo is the right word.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Oceana.
But that winter season coming in the Mediterranean
yes.
for Regent and Oceania.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at that, folks.
Yep.
That's exciting.
All right. As we take this show into a sponsor's break in 10 minutes, the Discover America segment happens here on the show. But up next, RJ takes the mic for The Open Road. The show returns in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.